please don't try to pigeonhole Josephine Foster. She's recorded albums of psychedelic rock in Tin Pan Alley, music for children, blues, Spanish folk tunes, 19th century German art songs. Do even Germans listen to many of those? And a song cycle based on the poems of Emily Dickinson. Her soprano may be a little unusual, but it's arresting.
Don't it feel silly? Don't it feel long? Being just a busy kind of dog. Living in the city, getting high on the hog. Isn't it a pity, my child of God?
That's Child of God, from Josephine Foster's latest CD called Blood Rushing. Josephine Foster joins us now from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You've got a background that just seems to stretch about everywhere.
Maybe a little bit.
Well, let's go over what I enjoyed reading about. You were born in Colorado, and when you were a teenager, you sang at funerals and weddings.
Yeah, church services.
What do you remember of that?
Well, I remember being backstage in the funeral parlor with the body and then back with the priest or the reverend in the secret chambers, musty and dark.
Well, I guess it's not exactly like singing a club date, is it?
Well, it probably is a bit. I guess a rock club is just about like a funeral parlor to me.
Why do you say that?
One step away.
What
oh, dark and dreary and smells bad and, I don't know, not too many windows, so the shades are drawn.
you just convinced me. Now, of course, now I'm told you now live in a small town in Spain. How do you wind up living there?
Well, I fell in love with a Spanish fellow, uh-huh. and he's from a small town, and I'm interested in the small town life and never had exactly that, quite such a small town life, so...
Well, let's listen to more of your music, if we can, from Blood Rushing. Here's a song called Panorama Wide.
I was born a fiery child in a panorama wide.
That beautifully played Spanish guitar. You know the guitarist?
Well, I'm still getting to know him, but he's my husband. Victor Herrero.
I hope you don't mind me saying, and I'm sure you've heard this before, your voice sounds almost as if it's been transported from another era.
Well, I'm certainly inspired by the old styles of singing, whether from opera to old jazz and stuff. And I think they're definitely more inspiring to me than more modern singing styles.
What inspired
you? I guess... When I first heard an opera singer, I was in a small room, and she was singing a Verdi aria, and it was just so, you know, where your hair just kind of flies back, and you feel like the vibrations, how is that possible that this woman has such a force? It seems supernatural. So I loved that experience, and I wanted to have a vibrating voice. I didn't want one of these... sort of pansy voices from the pop singers that just sound like a thin little noodle, you know, trying to be a girly girl or whatever, and I wasn't into that.
Take that, Katy Perry. What do you look for in a song?
Well, I look for something that immediately I want to listen again, all right, and the rhymes, I want them to be so delectable that I want to repeat them again and again, and I can't forget them. It's because my memory is not so strong. So so I have to carefully build a song from my own memory.
Well, can't you write it down on an index card or something?
Well, my ideal is that all of the things that I love are in my head, and I don't have to depend on anything, that they'll just be safely there. And if they don't fit in there, maybe they're too long or... something's just not right.
This sounds like a kind of lullaby, a song called Underwater Daughter.
Sweet little pearl in the waters of my mind.
sweet little pearl, swim the waters of mankind. Who was the sire? Who was inside of me? Who was the sire? Who was inside of me? I am a pearl, I was once water. I gave birth to an underwater daughter.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
And is it a lullaby?
I consider it a birthday song.
A birthday for?
Well, I wrote it on my own birthday, thinking of my mother. Just thinking of the gift of life, that how amazing.
Has your mother heard the song?
Yeah. But I haven't told her about it, that it was inspired by her.
I'll bet you she'll want to hear it again.
Song, song, song of mothers and of sorrows.
What can a song do when it works?
Well, it could stop time.
How so?
Well, I think that so much of life is about getting to the next thing, you know? Like, I mean, going there, and now I'm thinking about going there. And if a song works, you're just not wanting to go anywhere. You're just absolutely immersed in that.
Do you have to do much to keep your really very beautiful voice in condition?
To be honest, I've kind of left it into a state of decomposition. Because I've had a training and it was a certain direction with opera training quite a while ago now, but it's such a specialized training that I've kind of just let everything just go haywire. And so I'm enjoying the new limitations, and I enjoy just not knowing what'll happen when I sing.
So when you open your mouth, you're not entirely certain what's going to come out?
Well, I guess I'm not.
That is kind of exciting.
It's fun.
Well, Ms. Foster, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
From Nashville, Josephine Foster. Her new CD is called Blood Rushing.
My name is Blushing. You can hear my blood rushing. My name is Blushing. You can hear my heart pumping.
And you can hear some more tracks from Josephine Foster at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Did I begin and I begin to begin again? And I begin to begin again.